Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
The Solemnity of the Nativity of John the Baptist, June 24th. Today's theme, You Too Were Wonderfully Made. Do you realize how closely alike you and John the Baptist are? Today's first reading from Isaiah chapter 49 verses 1 through 6 shows us that God had a special purpose for John the Baptist since before he was born. The Lord did the same for you. Since the moment of your conception, even before you looked human and had a beating heart and a brain that could think, God created you with a special purpose in mind. To God, you never were just a blob of tissue. He loved you from the very beginning and chose you to help him accomplish his plans. This is true for everyone, which is why abortions are wrong, even though he foreknows who is going to reject him. Like he did with John the Baptist, God has given you a sharp-edged sword, meaning the ability to speak the truth. He gave you this gift during your baptism when you received the Holy Spirit. The Lord is concealing you in the shadow of his arm. No matter how hard your life has been, and no matter how many times you strayed from the Lord, you still belong to him. Even though you have sometimes toiled in vain, and your efforts to do God's work have seemingly been for nothing, as if you uselessly spent your strength, your reward is with the Lord. He will give you recompense. No matter how ugly you think you are, no matter if you are too short or too tall or diseased or malformed by birth defect, you were made glorious in the sight of the Lord, your Creator. The verses in our responsorial psalm confirm this. You are wonderfully made. Since the moment of your conception, your life has been precious and important. Whatever you can imagine doing for the Lord, it's never as much as what God desires for you. It's too little compared to what he knows you can do. He has greater plans for you, a more important use for your gifts and talents and experiences and training than what you have done so far. He will make his light shine ever brighter through you. As it says of John in Luke chapter 1, verse 80, you too are God's child, growing and becoming strong in spirit. You have experienced the desert of hardships and training. You have suffered and lacked and thirsted and hungered. And all of this is valuable and useful when you follow Jesus into greater service for his kingdom.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.